Nothing's been repealed, nothing's been replaced. The Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land, and open enrollment for buying health insurance for the year 2020 began on November 1st. It continues until December 15th. You may not have known that because the federal budget to publicize the healthcare exchange was cut by 90% last year.
The only publicity that I've seen is as a result of being able to have conversations like this to get the word out.
Jody Ray is the director of Covering Florida Kids and Families at the University of South Florida. She says there is a much larger selection of health insurance companies and plans available this year for Florida residents on the healthcare.gov site, and the prices have stabilized.
We're very fortunate. The Affordable Care Act really has been working in Florida. Our enrollment has continued to grow each year. Even last year, we saw a small growth in enrollment. And what this ideally does is what the law was intended, which is to bring a lot more healthy people into the insurance risk pools. And as those risk pools grow, particularly with a lot of healthy people, it helps to lower the cost of the insurance premiums. So we saw a slight decrease, actually, in Florida with our insurance premiums. So that's really been a win for Floridians trying to get into coverage.
In the past, some local nonprofit groups offered health insurance navigators to help people make the right health insurance choice for their family. However, like the publicity budget, the money for the navigators is largely dried up. But Jody Ray says that even though there are far fewer navigators than before, you can still get help navigating the system when you go to the coveringflorida.org website.
We do have in-person navigators in about half the counties in the state, and then the other half of the counties were still providing virtual and phone appointments as well.
If you purchased your health insurance through the healthcare exchange in the past and you're satisfied with your present coverage, Ray says you should still go to the site and review the options available because there may be a better deal.
If you love the plan you're on, you absolutely do not want to change anything. After December 15th, they will be auto-enrolled either in that plan or, if that plan is no longer available, a plan similar. Now, the reason why we always suggest that folks, even those that love their plans, take a look at the plan options. If the plan they're on is not necessarily available, they may end up in another plan and their current providers may or may not be in those networks.
Ray also cautions consumers to do their homework. The current administration now allows companies to sell plans that do not comply with the Affordable Care Act, such as renewable short-term health plans.
Some of these plans you may find may not provide the same level of coverage that you're accustomed to with insurance. For example, they don't have to cover pre-existing conditions. You know, they're not required to charge men and women equal amounts. They may not cover certain services that the ACA is required to cover. So I think it's always important to make sure that you're comparing your apples to apples.
In the first 2 weeks of open enrollment, over 463,000 Floridians have signed up for health insurance on the exchange, by far more than any other state. It has been that way since the Affordable Care Act became law and the health care exchange opened for business. Still, 13% of Floridians are uninsured, the third most of any state, behind Texas and Oklahoma, and tied with Georgia. Bob Barrett, WWF News.